Hi everyone, I'm Doug Plagans and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. With first place in the Central Division on the line, the Panthers will close out their two-game series with the Hurricanes at PNC Arena in Raleigh tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Sitting atop the division with a record of 26-10-4, the Panthers currently hold a one-point lead over the Hurricanes and a two-point lead over Tampa Bay. Following this morning's skate, here's what Panthers forward Nola Chari had to say about the heated playoff race.
Yeah, it's very important. The standings are very close, and we need a big bounce-back game, and we want to split with them here for these two games, just to kind of hold our lead in the standings. And I know everyone in the locker room knows it's a big game, and we're focused and ready to go.
In game one of the two-game set in Raleigh, the Panthers saw their six-game winning streak snapped with a 5-2 loss to the Hurricanes on Tuesday. Leading 2-1 in the third period on a pair of goals from Alexander Barkov, Dougie Hamilton and Jordan Stahl scored within a span of roughly 8 minutes to send Carolina ahead 3-2. After that, the Canes would go on to add two empty netters. With three of their five meetings going beyond regulation, Florida's record against Carolina this season currently sits at 1-2-2. Looking ahead, Panthers coach Joel Quenneville expects the line between victory and defeat to continue to be razor thin.
Well, I think we've got a pretty good idea where we're at, where they're at. I mean, they're a good hockey team. I think we're playing a stretch of games here. We like the way we're playing. But you got to make sure that everybody brings it, and that consistency of being reliable, dependable, be it on the back end, up front, having the puck, keep it, protecting it, all the little things that add up. And, hey, we know that we got to be at our best to win these type of games.
With his two goals on Tuesday, Barkov moved into a tie with Jonathan Huberdeau for the team's scoring lead with 42 points. Finding his way onto the score sheet in 14 of his last 16 games, Barkov has erupted to the tune of 23 points on 9 goals and 14 assists in that incredibly hot stretch of play. Planning to roll with 7 defensemen once again tonight, the Panthers lineup will also look a little different than it did a few days ago after the team made yet another pre-deadline deal this afternoon. Clearing up some cap space while also bringing back a familiar face, the Panthers sent Riley Stillman, Brett Connolly, prospect Henrik Borgstrom, and a 2021 seventh-round pick to the Blackhawks in exchange for Lucas Walmark and Lucas Carlson. As trade season heats up, Achari said the Panthers are ready for whatever happens.
Everyone in the locker room knows it's a business, and it could happen to anyone. But, you know, it's exciting that we're making that push. And, you know, whoever leaves, we're going to miss them. And whoever we bring in, we're going to welcome and hope they're going to help the team out.
With the Panthers continuing to alternate between goaltenders, Chris Drieger will get the nod in net after backing up Sergei Bobrovsky on Tuesday. Posting shutouts in 3 of his last 5 starts, Drieger has gone 4-1-0 with a .959 save percentage in that span. Overall, Drieger is 11-4-2 with a 2.05 goals against average and a .931 save percentage. Winners in 6 out of their last 8 games, the Hurricanes are expected to turn to Alex Nedeljkovic in net tonight. Owning an 8-4-2 record, the 25-year-old goaltender has gone 1-0-1 in 2 games against the Cats this season, turning aside 77 of 83 shots for a .928 save percentage. Riding an 11-game point streak in which he's registered 6 goals and 9 assists, Vincent Trocheck ranks tied for 2nd on the Hurricanes in scoring with 31 points. Also tied for the team lead in goals with 15, he's lit the lamp in all 5 matchups against Florida this season. Also fueling the team's attack, Sebastian Aho sits first on the team in scoring with 36 points on 15 goals and 21 assists, while Hamilton is tied for 2nd with 31, which also places him 5th among NHL defensemen. With a chance to bounce back and build a cushion in the standings, Quenneville said he doesn't need to remind the players what's at stake during big matchups like this.
No, I think we're coming off a game that you're sitting there disappointing that we didn't win. You know, still have that appetite going into the game that the importance of every single shift in big games like this are, you know, they come all of a sudden to get magnified. And that's when the hockey gets even more enjoyable or fun.
As a reminder, fans can enjoy a road trip special on 50-50 raffle tickets. To purchase tickets right now, go to floridapanthers.com/50-50. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.